I'm Drew Dawson from the GPB Newsroom. Traffic is moving again on Interstate 75 in Kennesaw after authorities cleared up debris from a tractor-trailer hauling 19 cows that overturned early this morning. Seven of the animals died while the others wandered onto the roadway, snarling traffic for hours. Georgia State Patrol and Highway Emergency Response operators helped herd the animals onto the side of the road. The truck was towed away from the scene at 7 a.m. No word on the condition of the driver or the cause of the accident. The wreckage of the Puerto Rico Air National Guard plane that crashed early this month has been removed from Highway 21 near Savannah, but officials say the road will be closed until an environmental analysis is done. Officials say the site will need environmental restoration and repairs. The investigation continues into why the cargo plane crashed shortly after taking off from Savannah's airport on May 2nd, killing all nine crew members. Well, unseasonably cold weather has damaged Georgia's blueberry crop for the second year in a row. GPB's Emma Burns reports.
Farmers expect as much as 60% of the harvest will be lost. Warm weather in February caused crops to bloom early, but many of them were wiped out by freezing temperatures in March and a cold, windy April. This comes on the heels of last year's harvest, when farmers lost 80% of their blueberries because of a spring freeze. And although Georgia is the peach state, blueberries are the state's number one fruit crop. Agriculture is also the state's largest industry, with farm production close to $14 billion a year. For GPB News, I'm Emma Burns in Atlanta.
NCR Corporation has announced details on the closure of its two Columbus manufacturing facilities. The company tells the Atlanta Business Chronicle one site will close in late June and the other in late July. NCR says 360 full-time jobs and 679 contract positions will be lost. The plants manufacture ATMs and self-checkout machines. Well, Georgia's Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says Georgia set all-time highs last month in the size of the labor force and the number of employed residents. As the state approaches the 5 million mark for employed residents, Butler says the growth isn't expected to stop anytime soon.
We actually have had more people join our workforce and more people become employed in the last 2 years than in the previous 5 years combined. So I think we still have a long way to go because we still have a very strong job market.
In April, Georgia's unemployment rate came in at 4.3%, a slight drop from the month before. Over the past year, Georgia has added more than 10,000 jobs each in the fields of education and health, trade, transportation, leisure and hospitality, and construction. And Georgia State University has scheduled a second graduation ceremony for students whose original commencements were shortened by the threat of stormy weather. Sunday afternoon at 2, GSU College of Arts and Sciences bachelor's degree graduates who didn't get a chance to walk across the stage and receive their diplomas will do so at the Georgia State Sports Arena. This comes after nearly 5,000 people signed an online petition asking the school to redo the ceremony. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.